Reefer Madness, the podcast, would like to acknowledge that we produce our shows on Treaty 2 territory and homeland of the Métis. We pay our respects to the First Nations and Métis ancestors of this land, and we reaffirm our relationships.
It's Reefer Madness, the podcast, with Trevor and Kirk.
Kirk, we're back.
Yeah, hey, Trevor, how are you?
Good. So we're both in Dauphin right now, which honestly seems to be a while since we were both here at the same time. And that's because you were on the road and collected us some road stories.
Yes. And I guess this is like we're recording this in November. These road stories happened in September. And the Instagram account has pictures of them. But yeah, I basically have four stories that I have obtained by just walking into cannabis stores. One of the things I like to do is that when I am visiting cities, I like to search out cannabis stores and ask people questions. And I do that for all sorts of reasons. Obviously, one is I like to promote this podcast.
Of course.
Reefer Madness, the podcast. And also, just as a nurse, I like to know what's happening in the industry in recreational cannabis. And sometimes I just sit around and listen to what the bud tenders are telling people. I just like to get a vibe for what's happening in the resale space. So the first story is from Edmonton on Jasper Avenue, Canna Cabana. And we have a story from Kelsey there. She's one of the employees there. The second story comes from Lloyd Minister, and that's from Plant Life. The third story comes from Saskatoon. And this is quite funny because in all due respect, in Saskatoon, I think you could throw a baseball in any street and find a cannabis store. There's so many cannabis stores in Saskatoon.
Okay.
But we stopped and visited the joint and got an interview from that fellow there. And then I was at a mall at the, I guess, east side, and I noticed there was a Prairie Record store. I'm thinking, a record store? I haven't gone to a record store in a long time. Be damned if it's in a cannabis store.
Okay.
So, yeah. So these are four stories I got by just being on the road. So I was thinking that maybe a good song for this might just be Alberta Bound. Alberta
sure.
Bound. You know, because
everyone likes that one.
Yeah. But mind you, I'm actually driving away from Alberta during these road stories. But yeah, Trevor, they're just road stories.
But you were Alberta bound on the way there. So it's still fine.
That's true. So we'll just let these stories flow. And it's a short one for our listeners. Reefer Madness, the podcast. I'm Kirk. I'm the nurse. Enjoy.
I'm Trevor Schufeld. I'm the pharmacist. Have a good time with this one. Everyone likes a road story.
My name is Kelsey, and the only story that really came to mind is me and my friend went out for a walk to obviously smoke a joint. We decided, let's get an anthill high. So we stole an ant from an anthill, and it was a queen ant, and I cupped it. We both blew smoke into our cupped hands where the ant was. And the ant started to spin around in my palm crazily, and the ant literally greened out. It turned lime green.
Really?
From a black ant,
and a queen ant.
A queen, black ant, yes, very huge, probably about a centimeter or something.
Yeah.
The caboose started to literally turn lime green, and the whole thing just faded into green. So we freaked out. I flicked it off, and it started flying, and it was literally just going up and down, up and down. We literally greened out an ant.
Great story.
My name is Rhonda Lance, and I'm the store manager of Plant Life Lloyd Minster. And I have been here since decriminalization or legalization, which would have been October of 2018. It's been quite an interesting experience right from the get-go. Even before the doors opened, I anticipated there was going to be a lot of younger people walking through the doors. And much to my surprise, it was all people around my age that were walking through the doors. And we do get a younger crowd as well, but definitely a lot yeah, I would say 30s to 50s and even beyond that. A lot of people will come in and they're asking specific for medical. They want to use the product for their medical issues, but because we can't speak to it, we have learned or been trained to ask questions in a certain way to get around that.
You can always direct them to the podcast.
I can always direct them to the podcast. Absolutely, yeah.
So you, I've noticed that when I Googled Lloydminster cannabis shops, mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
There's a lot.
All on this highway.
All on the highway.
And
yeah.
So you guys are a busy shop.
We are a busy shop, and being right on the west end, I think it's. I mean, prior to maybe even construction, although we're not really inhibited by it, yeah. But we do get. We do get a lot of out-of-towners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there is a lot of outlying areas here as well, so.
Cool. Well, thank you. That's a great story.
Hi there, my name is Curtis Lawson. I work for a company called Prey Records here in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. At current, we have two locations here in Saskatoon, one in Stonebridge, one in Broadway, and then we have one in Moorman as well. We also have two locations in Calgary, Alberta, and we're hoping to expand in the near future. The idea behind our store is that music and cannabis go hand in hand, and taking a step into one of our stores and really feeling the vibe and seeing our layout, people really get that. All the records that we have here in our store are actually going to be strains of cannabis that we carry within our shop. Each record has a strain name with where it is grown, the percentage is going to be, and a little bit more about its backstory and what people think about it. In the past, I know that they used to have a record that would tell you what the cannabis paired well with when it comes to the music. Yeah, it's just a super cool little company to work for. They're super great. It's a super cool vibe, and it's different in every one of our stores, and yeah, we're super proud of it.
Cool.
My name is Matthew Janak. I am 34 years old. I've been working in the legal cannabis business for roughly 3 months now, but I've been definitely killing it. And before the pandemic hit, I was involved in the liquor industry, and you know, as a supervisor, then I got, you know, laid off from that. So I was kind of like unemployed for a year. But I knew when I wanted to get back to the workforce, I wanted to do cannabis. Like, I just, that's the only places I applied, and I was dead set on getting it, you know, into the cannabis industry. But a few months before I got this job here, I decided I wanted to grow my plants for the first time. So I ended up going to my buddy's place, had a bag of weed, I started grinding some stuff, and I'm like, huh, there's some seeds in here. Huh, it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm like, cool, I'll see what happens. And yeah, and I planted them all, and basically 6 of the 7 seeds grew. I gave a couple to a friend, and I started growing 3 of them. And yeah, they're in the budding process right now, and I have like 1 month left. Then I get like some good hauls on these things. They're giant, like 4-foot things, and it's been like quite the bucket list project for me, because it's something I've always wanted to do, and I never thought I could actually succeed at growing plants to the budding phase and have it look so beautiful. Like, they're turning purple and a little bit yellow and red on the tips. Like, it's turning quite gorgeous, and I just found some seeds, and they're all of them turned out to be female.
Oh, right.
So
wonderful.
Like, yeah, like, I don't know, my destiny was on my side, I guess.
Yeah.
In this, so yeah, now I'm en route becoming an assistant manager for the joint, and I've only been here 3 months. So.
And the joint is a corporate store?
Corporate, sort of. It's the head office is in Winnipeg. So the only joint is in like Saskatchewan and Manitoba.
Okay.
That's, I think there's like 12 stores in total or so between the two provinces. And I think there's 3 locations here in Saskatoon, 1 in Assiniboia and then 1 in Regina. And the rest of them are just in Manitoba.
Right on.
It's kind of a franchise, but not really. Like, we're in constant contact with the owners and the actual like head office people, like every day, constantly. Like, there's WhatsApp groups for everything, and it's constant communication. It's awesome.
Wonderful. Thank you for the story. Okay.
Well, time to blow this joint. Like the show? Let us know. We're Reefer Madness on Instagram and Facebook, at Reefer Madness on Twitter, or head over to the website at reefermed.ca to find out what we're all about and what's coming up next. Talk to you later.
Sunset, 40 miles to Canada, my truck tore across Montana. Ian Tyson sang a lonesome lullaby. And so I cranked up the radio, 'cause there's just a little more to go before I cross the border at that sweet grass sign. I'm Alberta bound, this piece of heaven that I found. Rocky mountains and black fertile ground. Everything I need beneath that big blue sky. It doesn't matter where I go, this place will always be my home. Yeah, I've been Alberta bound for all my life. And I'll be Alberta bound until I die. It's a pride that's been passed down to me, deep as coal mines, wide as farmers' fields. Yeah, I've got independence in my veins. Maybe it's my down-home redneck roots or these dusty old Alberta boots, but like a Chinook wind keeps coming back again.
I have been here since decriminalization or legalization, which would have been October of 2019, I guess. 2018. 18. I hope you edit that.